Give without remembering. Receive without forgetting. Give without remembering. Receive without forgetting. How many times do we want credit? Do we want praise for things that we've done? How many times have we given a gift to another and if they didn't say thank you, or if they didn't appreciate it, or if they didn't like it, or if they gave it away immediately themselves, we did not feel too happy about that. We didn't feel too happy about that because we gave with remembering. Give without remembering. Give without saying, here are my shoes. I bought them, but I wanted to buy a new pair, so this is a new pair, and I'll give them to you. Well, they're not your shoes that you're giving to them. They are shoes that you are giving to them. They are things that you give and you share, and you give it and you share it, and you do not think a thing about it. You do not think that it is something that you give, something that you possessed at one time and now are giving away, but it's that you give without forgetting, without remembering that anything that you give doesn't really matter. Now, over the years, I have clothing that gathers in my closet and I don't wear it. The clothing that I do wear, that makes me very happy. The clothing that I don't wear, it just is there. It doesn't make me happy, doesn't make me sad. So I give it away wherever I can. And when I give it, I say, do you think these things might fit you? Do you think this jacket might fit you? Do you think these pants might fit you? What size waist have you got? Oh, well, great. Well, I bought about 6 pair of pants, and I wore 2 of them. And I got 4 of them here that I've never worn. Do you think you'd like to try them on? Oh, sure. So they try them on. And they look fine on them. The right size, right length, right everything. Now, I don't continually harp on that. I don't continually think about that. I don't remember that I gave it. I don't look at the person and say to myself, oh, he's wearing my shoes. Oh, he's wearing my socks. Oh, he's wearing my jacket. Oh, he's wearing my suit. Oh, if you ever begin to say that, if you ever allow yourself to say that, you still possess those things. And that person who has them cannot really enjoy them because you still possess them. And so long as you still possess them, what you are doing is you are claiming in your heart that they belong to you. And because you're claiming in their heart that belong to you, then you haven't really given them away. You haven't really given it without remembering. This is one of the arts that are so tremendously important in our life, to give without remembering, to receive without forgetting to say thank you. That's our part when we receive. But when we give, we don't say, how do you like it? Does it fit? Are you happy with it? If they're happy with it, fine. If they gave it away as soon as they went home, if they threw it in the trash because they no longer had a need for it, or it wasn't anything that they wanted to have in their closet, that's none of our business. We give because we're giving without remembering. We're giving because we love to share. We love to give, and we love to have other people enjoy the things that we have if they want to. Now, I noticed my son loves to wear the same type of trousers that I do. They're short pants. They're OP, Ocean Pacific. And so, what do? I love to give him a pair of OPs. I have many pairs that I bought, and I wear them. Some pair were bigger, and some pair were smaller, and I'm wearing the smaller ones now. I'm real happy about that. I'm wearing them that are having my size, my weight, my being, how I was when I was a high school kid. When I was in high school, I had the same weight, 165, 170 pounds. When I was in high school, I had the same waist, 32, sometimes even less. And it was a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to have that way. But I'm back there again. I'm back there again because I am eating more beneficially to my body. And I'm enjoying it. Now, I can't give that weight or that those clothing sizes to other people. I can only give them as I have see fit to do it. And I see fit to do it with all my heart and soul and being. I give without remembering. And I receive without forgetting. Everything I would like to have other people do, really, is to say, thanks, Herb. I really enjoy that. Thanks, Herb. That was very nice of you. Thanks. Now, do you say that to other people when they give you a gift, even though it's a gift that you have no use for? Even though it's a white elephant that'll be in your closet or on your shelves or somewhere? This happens to all of us. When we can go out into the world and give the world our love, our blessings, our joy, our peace, our harmony, our wonderment, when we can do that, then we have everything going for us. And really, that's all that matters, isn't it? It's all that matters to have everything going for us because that's who we are. That's what we are, and that's why we are. And that's the magic that we are. Now make this claim for yourself today. Make this claim for yourself in every single way as you live your life. And give without remembering. Give to everyone in your world without remembering, oh, he's got my shirt on my pants. He's got my computer that I'm no longer using. And what are you doing? When we give computers away, and we do that quite often as we wear them out for ourselves, we take them and have them erased. So that the people who get them are totally clear of us. They're just ready to put on whatever programs they want on that computer and have it for their own. And it has their name on it. It has their imprints on it. And it's wonderful. But this is giving without remembering. And letting them receive without forgetting, because it's theirs. Whatever you give to another person is theirs. It's no longer yours. Whatever you give to another person is no longer something in your life. It's in their life. It's in their world, and it's in their happiness. And it's something that says to you, yes, I have used it, and I've enjoyed it. Now I'm ready to give it out. I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to share it. But I share it without having to remember that I gave that, without having to remember that I was the one who shared it. Because it doesn't really matter, does it? It doesn't really matter. Just give, 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 give. And as you give absolutely in your life, you'll find that everything is exactly the way you like it. Everything is exactly the way that makes you happy. So accept today that you are a beautiful person, that you are a giving person, that you are a person who thinks all the world is fabulous, and all the world is fabulous. So let that be who you are every moment of your life. Let that be who you think about every moment of your life. And receive without forgetting to appreciate it, and give without even remembering that you once had it in your world, in your possession, because now you freely have given it away, and it is given into the life of another being, and they are very happy with it. And if they're not happy with it, we'll never have any idea of it, because we only give who we are in our world, because that's all that matters to us. Today, say to yourself, I'm giving, giving, giving. Say to yourself, I'm living, living, living. Say to yourself, all is in the magic of my life, and I have given everything lovingly, joyously, wonderfully, now. Say that for yourself and know that it's true. And know that in everything I do and everything you do, I love you. I love you. I love you.